Sermon 30. Think about the glory that God has clothed you with. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 58. But someone will say, "How are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come?" Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit." However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The first worship service offered in the new chapel. The Apostle Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, saying that the glory of those who belong to heaven is separate, and the glory of those who belong to the earth is separate. The glory that God has given to me and you is truly the glory that belongs to heaven. God has given us the faith of receiving salvation. I truly give thanks. We have no choice but to live only for perishable things on this earth. But even so, God saved us and clothed us with glory as God's children, entrusted us as those who will preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and clothed us with heavenly glories that cannot be worn on this earth. So I am thankful. Although we live on this earth, we are God's people. Even though we live on this earth, you do not know what amazing glory we are clothed with as we live. We are God's people and God's workers. Although we live on this earth, We are not the people of this earth, but God's people. Because of that, God has clothed us with the great glory of preaching the way of salvation. The Apostle Paul said, "But someone will say, 'How are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?' Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 40. Just because we are living in this world of the flesh, it means we are not all the same people. Even though we are living on this earth, God has clothed me and you with the glory of those who belong to heaven. Therefore, even while living on this earth, we are beings clothed with the glory of heaven, and we are those who have received truly great blessings. As we live on this earth, there are many times that are irritating and difficult. But if we open our spiritual eyes and look, we have received such precious blessings and have been clothed with such precious glory through the Lord that we cannot even fully express our thanks in words. God has allowed us to live a life on a different dimension from ordinary people. Sown with the perishable and living again with the imperishable. Last night, two kinds of Chinese books came out. Today we sent 13,000 copies to the United States, 7,000 copies of English Book 1, 2,000 copies of English Book 2, and 4,000 copies of the Chinese book. Like this, we sent 13,000 copies. Who are we that he entrusted us with such a precious life, gave us blessings, and clothed us with such glory? The more I think about it, the more thankful I am. The more I serve the Lord, the more thankful I am. I try to think about it. As I walk down the road, I get to meet the people of the world. Then I come to have this thought. If I had not met the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and been born again, what would I have done? If I had not been born again, wouldn't I also be living like that? If the Lord had not used me for the precious preaching of the gospel, my life would not have been anything special either. But how blessed of a life has God given to me and you? We can know how precious of a heavenly glory he has clothed us with to let us live. The Lord has given us a truly amazing gift of salvation, made us God's children, and made us a people who will live for God's glory, even though we are living on this earth. When I think that he made our lives not to be sown only with perishable things, but to live a life of imperishable glory, I am so very thankful to God. Sown with the dishonorable and living again with the glorious. The Apostle Paul said in chapter 15, verse 42, "So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption." Although the life during the time we are born and live on this earth is sown with the perishable, it means that we have come to live a blessed life by preaching the gospel word of God's imperishable glory. This means that souls receive the removal of sins and come to live a life of glory clothed with the imperishable. We reap the fruits of life through the Lord. I give thanks before the Lord, who allowed us to live such a life. This is all the glory of God. In verse 43, it is said, "It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory." If you think about it in a certain way, the very fact that a born-again righteous person lives on this earth is a life of God's glory. I am not saying that I am great, but because God saved me from sin, and I am living as one who preaches the gospel word of the water and the Spirit of God's glory, I tell you that I am living a life of God's glory. I give thanks that God has permitted us a glorious life. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. Although we serve the Lord with the mouth, feet, and hands of the flesh, and with mind, thought, and faith, it is a glory that we live again with a spiritual body. If we preach the gospel word on this earth, the people who hear that gospel live again with a spiritual body. Because of that, it is the evidence that God has clothed us with the glory of heaven, the blessing and glory of a very brightly shining faith. Receiving the removal of sins is living having received the greatest blessing. I am truly so thankful for the life of serving the gospel. I am so thankful to believe in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and live as one who preaches this gospel in this world. We give thanks to the Lord for giving us a life where we can live preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to those who have become sinners on this earth. Those who were sinners before God believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in their hearts, are born again, and come to be clothed with the spiritual glory of the removal of sins given by God, so we cannot help but be thankful. How thankful of a thing is it that there is no sin in the heart? If there is a word that must be preached unchangingly before God until the day the Lord comes, it is exactly the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that has eliminated my and your sins. If we preach this gospel word to people and the sins in people's hearts disappear, there is no work more rewarding than this. If we preach the gospel word of salvation in this world, so that people receive the blotting out of sins in their hearts and become those who can go before God, it means we cannot do a more precious work than this. If you ask what the greatest blessing is among the blessings God has given us, it is that blessing of clothing us with the gospel of the water and the Spirit of salvation. Even though we live on this earth, we are God's people, those who are clothed with God's glory, and we are not satisfied by all the glory of this earth. Believe in your heart that we will suddenly be transformed at the last trumpet. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 54. The perishable puts on the imperishable. This is the gospel word of glory that God has given to me and you. God has clothed me and you with such grace of salvation. He has given us the faith to live within the glory God has given us. Giving us the faith of resurrection that will never die eternally is the greatest glory God has given us. He said, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 58. If there is sin in a person's heart, it leads to death. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth and saved us from death by giving us the faith to believe through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. It means that Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, received baptism from John, was crucified on the cross to take our death, and resurrected from death, thereby saving me and you from all sins and death now. The salvation God has given us is truly an amazing grace of salvation. If you live for the Lord, everything is resolved. The reason you and I can be born again from all sins and live on this earth is because there is the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Among born-again people, there are also some who live for the glory of the earth. However, considering the grace of salvation and the glorious gospel word of the water and the Spirit that God has clothed you with, the glory of the earth is not the glory of heaven. A life enjoying wealth and splendor on this earth is never better than the work of saving souls from sin by preaching God's gospel word. After our souls are born again, living God's glorious life within God's church is a life of glory that only those who follow the Lord's light can enjoy. People living on this earth live bound to the problem of what to eat and live on. After being born and growing up under their parents' care, they work diligently to solve the problem of food, clothing, and shelter, get married, establish a foundation for life, and then grow old, get sick, and die. That is the destiny that the people of this world walk. God has saved me and you from the sins of the world and clothed us with God's glory, allowing us to transcend the problem of food, clothing, and shelter. He has entrusted us with God's work of preaching the gospel word of salvation, which is far more precious, so that we do not live clinging only to the problem of resolving food, clothing, and shelter. It means God has granted me and you the faith to be able to live for righteousness. What we will drink, what we will eat, and what we will wear on this earth, He has resolved as a basic matter. Besides that, what He gave as a bonus is that He granted us a life of faith that saves souls by believing in God's gospel word. Therefore, within this world of faith, we do not worry about what to eat, what to drink, or what to wear. We are living with the faith that the Lord has already resolved food, clothing, and shelter. Then, for what work should we pray? We must pray for the work of delivering sinners from sin by preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. Born-again saints must live for the purpose of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. If you live for the Lord, the worries of what to eat, what to drink, or what to wear disappear. If you live for the Lord after being born again, all those problems are resolved. However, if you do not live for the Lord, the problem of food, clothing, and shelter will hold you back for your entire life. Therefore, you must set a purpose for the propagation of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord, and live it out. God has given us more glorious blessings of faith, and we have been clothed with such a life of an evangelist, a life of faith, and a life of glory that sows with the perishable and reaps with the imperishable. You are those who have received an amazing blessing of salvation. Live like a person of faith clothed in the glory of heaven. God has made us live a spiritually blessed life of faith of heaven. I say this repeatedly, but even if God gave us a lot of material wealth, giving thanks for that is only for a very brief moment. Rather, it is a heart of daily thanksgiving that God has saved us, clothed us with the glory to serve God's gospel word, and allowed us to live a life of faith for God's glory. Everyone, those who truly believe and propagate the gospel of the water and the Spirit, are those who live clothed in God's glory. The person who has received the removal of sins must consider what kind of glory God has given to you. Only when you know that do you realize that you are an honorable and noble person. You come to know that your life of faith itself is not the same life of food, clothing, and shelter as the people of the world. I give thanks to the Lord who gave this heart of faith before God. I truly give thanks to the Lord who allowed us to live such a life of faith in this complicated world. All of this is God's life of glory and the life of blessing God has given us. Everyone, I hope you think of the glory God has clothed me and you with, and live the rest of your life by faith. We must believe God's word and live giving thanks that the gospel word of the water and the Spirit has granted us the blotting out of sins and a life of glorious faith. Believing the word that Jesus Christ saved me and you from the sins of the world, I hope you always give thanks to the Lord who allowed us to live a life preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit today, and that you live like a person of faith. I give all glory and thanks before God.